Blog Talk Radio.
To Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mr. Trey McIntosh. He is the writer for Snow Black for Mr. Ron Van Cleef. Mr. Ron Van Cleef is a five-time champion, kickboxing champion, and he's won, I believe, 4 Golden Gloves. Mr. Trey McIntosh is on Show Talk with Angela Butler, like I was saying, and we'll go right into the interview. How are you, Mr. Trey?
I'm doing well. And just to start, Ron Van Cleef he's the legendary Black Dragon. It's Robert Parham that's a five-time kickboxing champ, former five-time kickboxing champ.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Ron Van Cliff is a 10th degree, I believe, black belt.
Yes.
10th degree black belt, yes, sir. So, Mr. Wanda has talked about you. I couldn't help but notice you and her have the same last name.
Yeah, she pointed that out.
Yes, sir. Okay. I was thinking you might be related. So, you're working with mixed match marketing with Mr. Wanda?
Yes, I am.
That's great.
Thank you.
Are you still writing Snow Black for the film, for the movie?
Actually, I finished it a while ago.
Okay. So have they went into filming it? Do you know?
Yes, they have, actually.
Snow Black?
They're in the middle of filming it.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great. So is this your first time writing a movie script, or have you did others?
I've worked for other indie directors as script consultant and screenwriter. I know one is a martial arts director who did a pilot for a web series called Drain World. And I've helped student film director with his scripts. So Snow Black is actually my first big foray into film, the film industry.
Yes, sir. I understand. So seems like you have a real impressive resume and bio.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You sound young. It's obvious that you've been working hard.
I've been honestly doing my best. Like whenever
doing
I'm not
best.
Writing,
yeah.
I'm always studying something.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. So what made you want to go into writing scripts instead of being an author? And also I'd like to know, how did you meet Mr. Robert Parham and Mr. Ron Van Cleef?
Well, me
How did
writing
you get picked
I,
to do Yes, sir.
Being picked for the film, I'm surprised because he actually came to me. So I'm guessing that my talent was enough for him to consider me to write his film. But still, I'm honored that he asked me to help out. And me being a screenwriter, I'm a screenwriter as well as an author. I do both.
All right. What are the names of some of the books that you wrote?
One that is published right now on Amazon is Red Ink, The Dark World Chapters. It's my attempt at writing a horror thriller. And one book that I'm writing right now is called Grimoire.
Okay. Are those science fiction?
Well, Red Ink is horror thriller with a hint of fantasy. And Grimoire, it is full fantasy.
Okay, it's full fantasy. Okay. So, you said you worked on other projects with Emmy Award-winning writers?
Well, I said indie film directors.
Okay, film directors. Okay. So would you like to tell who they are?
Well, one is a student film director named Andre Farquharson. He's based out of London, and he was doing a lot of short films. So he always came to me and asked me to help him write the scripts. And another one is Fabian Garcia. He's a Shaolin-trained martial artist who is also a film director. And he recently did a movie called Die Fighting. And I worked with him on the project he did before that, which was a pilot for a Walking Dead-inspired action thriller called Drained World. I was the script consultant on that.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That is great. That is great. Very talented young man. You're very talented.
I do my best,
Trey
honestly.
McIntosh. Yes, sir. So, do you know anything about the release date of Snow Black?
Well, it hasn't been revealed yet, so I know just as much as everyone will when it's released.
Oh, okay, I understand. You don't know then, okay. All right. So what inspired you to write? What made you want to be an author?
Well, I learned to read and write when I was 3. So I was always coming up with stories, and I was a big fan of games. So I wanted to write something that was like Legend of Zelda, and I never really took it seriously until I was 13 when I was getting bullied a lot. So I just wrote to vent out my frustrations and my feelings. Then someone came along and saw it, and they said, "This is pretty good. You should always write." So I took it up, and then growing up, I love fantasy, but the only thing is, seeing fantasy, I always saw white people in the main roles, never black people, never someone that looked like me. And whenever I saw a black person, they were either like a scandalous thief or some villain or the right hand of the boss or someone who was a slave or was about to die. So me writing, I just said, I'm just going to write fantasy and show that black people can do it just as well. And that's also what inspired me to write Grimoire, which is predominantly, it's having a black cast. It's just an epic fantasy, just that the characters are black.
Okay. Right. That sounds great. And that's true. Besides Black Panther, you don't see a whole lot of blacks and things like this, unless you horror and things like this, sci-fi. You don't see a lot of blacks there. Maybe Star Trek with Mr. Billy Dee Williams.
That was Star Wars.
Star Wars, yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, where he was Lando Calrissian.
Thank you for correcting Yeah.
Is that is him and John Boyega?
Yes, yes it was. So, are you strictly science fiction? Because I was going to compare you to Mr. Jordan Peele, if you did horror.
I wrote one horror story. That's the Red Ink book I told you about. But I was in a dark place when I wrote it, so I said, I don't think I could do this constantly. Because when I write a story,
okay,
I tend to go in on the subject.
Oh. So do you believe you would ever be able to act in your own films if you were to decide to do a film, turn your books into a screenplay? Would you want to act in it also?
I could do it. I could do it, but it would have to be a comedic scene because I'm goofy.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're goofy. Okay, all right. So, can you tell anything about Snow Black, the background of it, or am I going to have to buy a ticket and go see it?
Well, first of all, working on the project's been such a great experience, and I'm thankful to Robert Parham for giving me this opportunity to write it. Snow Black revolves around this woman who is basically, she was a high-rent killer, and she was always going after tough targets. But then she comes home, she finds out that her family's basically dead, and this gang has taken over her city, and she's suffering with an inner struggle of PTSD and fessing up with what she's done, and she needs to come to terms with that in order to do what needs to be done, which is basically doing something right for a change. And I've been told that I have a knack of writing tortured women, so I say, I don't want people to know that.
Oh, you don't want people to know that? Okay.
No, I don't want people to think that all I do is just write women that's always tortured or going through stuff.
Oh, I understand that. I understand. Yeah. That makes good sense. Mr. Ron Van Cleef is an American martial artist. He's also an actor in Hollywood.
That's right.
I mean, yes, sir. And he's done amazing things in martial arts.
That is right. I've only recently encountered him, so I was surprised to know all this about him.
Oh, okay. Yes, he was in the 1974 film, Hong Kong film, The Black Dragon, a.k.a. Super Dragon. He played opposite Jason Pyle.
That's right.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear about his pedigree.
Okay. Say it again. What pedigree?
Yeah, his pedigree, like all the things that he did.
Oh, okay.
I say his pedigree, all the things that he did.
Yeah, okay. He also has been in films following the tradition of Mr. Jim Kelly in Enter the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor as well as a martial arts. He's
That's
also
right.
won five different black belts in his martial arts career. Now, I watched The Last Dragon in 1985.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite films.
I saw that one. I was about 15 years old. Wow. So, do you direct? Do you also direct in the film, or are you just the writer? I mean, not just the writer, of course. You play a very big role in it, but...
I am only the screenwriter.
Only the screenwriter? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
It's
like a reflex to say that because me as a writer, and I work a lot in comics. So people automatically assume I did the art as well. And so I immediately say, no, I'm only the writer. I only wrote it. So that was more like a reflex than anything.
Okay, I understand. So what are your next projects? Have they asked you to write anything else, Mr. Ron Van Cleef or Mr. Robert Farnham?
Yes, Robert has discussed with me to write something else, but right now can't really talk about it.
Oh, confidentiality. Okay, I get it. So you're going to have to come back on here and let me interview you when you get the next one.
I don't mind. I look forward to it.
How many people? Yes, sir. How many people have you interviewed with so far?
For Snow Black, you're the first one being interviewed.
I'm the first one. Oh, wow. I'm honored. Oh, wow, the first. Well, I knew you win. We already there, but. I knew you would. If you need an actress, here I am. I'll try. I'll give it my best.
I'm pretty sure you will. That's all I ask
yeah.
from anyone who I work with. Give their best.
Yes, and Mr. Robert Parham, he's retired now as a boxer.
Yeah, he's a... Go ahead.
Now, Okay. All right. Mr. Robert Parham, he's a retired American kickboxer. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, he's a 5-time world kickboxing champion and a 4-time sport karate champion.
That's right.
And he has. And before he retired, he had a record of 7-1 with 9 knockouts. Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that when I first started working with him.
You didn't know that about them?
Well, he put on an air of being so unassuming. Then when I researched him and found all that out, I said, "Oh my God, you did all this?"
Yeah, pretty amazing. So they've approached, Mr. Parham has approached you on perhaps making a film or a book or something that you can't talk about, so I won't go there. have you started anything? Have you been any films?
I haven't been in any films, but I've been briefly in one commercial where this video game company that was in my neighborhood were promoting themselves, and they asked, like, all the regulars there to help with the commercial. So I was in it for, like, 5 seconds.
5 seconds, okay. All right, I just wondered. So what was it like talking to Mr. Parham, Mr. Robert Parham? What was that like working with him?
It was a great experience. He was a normal person, basically. I mean, he didn't put on any airs or anything. He was just a normal guy. That's why I said it was surprising to find out everything that he did.
So Ms. McMarketing is working with Yolanda, who contacted me about the interview. She's a great person.
Yes,
Marketing is a good company. It really is. I think she does an amazing job and works hard.
Yeah, she's making me work hard too.
Yeah. It'll pay off. It will pay off. In the end, it's
That's
all going to pay off. Yeah. In the end, it all will. So. Basically, what I'd like to know, my next question would have to be with Mr. Trey and, I'm sorry, that's you, Trey McIntosh, with Mr. Ron Van Cleef and Mr. Robert Parham, working with both these two gentlemen, What have you learned? What have you learned from them? Is there anything that they taught you that you didn't know?
Well, you never know who's watching you do stuff. So whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Because honestly, you never know who's watching. And be proud of what you do.
Okay. That's true. That is very true. You never know who's watching. So Snow Black is the film I'm talking about. Everyone that was tuning in to listen to the show talk with Angela Butler. I'm still interviewing Mr. Trey McIntosh, as you can all will be able to hear once it's released. Also, Mr. Trey McIntosh is the writer for Snow Black, for those of you who are probably going to join in at the middle of the interview or close to the end. He is the writer, Mr. Trey McIntosh. He is the writer for Snow Black, the movie from legendary Mr. Ron Van Cleef and Mr. Robert Parham. They've hired him to write that, and he's already wrote it. So I'm hoping to know maybe by another interview, if I'm allowed to get one with you, Mr. Trey McIntosh, that you... That you'll be able to tell me more about the film, the feature film. You know, come on my show, grace my show with your presence.
Well, if they allow me to, then I'll be happy to tell you more.
Okay. I understand that. If they allow you to, okay, I understand contracts and things, I get it. So I have to ask this. Another question would be, are you married? Where am
no.
I going to ask me this?
No,
okay. Yeah, you know I got a photo of you.
Oh, goodness.
So that's going to be on my little website for my show talk with Angela Butler. And so they got one of the questions they will ask me. Is he married? So the question has already been answered. Ladies, he's not taken. Okay.
No, I am taken. I'm just not married yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much for correcting me. That definitely needed correcting. All right, ladies, looks like he's pretty much off the market for those of you who will be listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So I'm sorry.
You laughed.
That's the first time somebody ever asked me that.
Oh, the women who listen to my show will ask. They'll email me or contact me on social media. Some of them may even pick up the phone and call. Some of them don't always listen to the whole interview. They just see the photos of the men. And these are very successful women. Very successful women.
Well,
these are
very flattering, ladies, but I'm taken.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is being pre-recorded once it's released. That's going to be what they ask because of your photo. Once I start promoting it. Yeah. Are you a father, too?
No.
No,
hopefully
you're not a
soon,
father.
But no, I'm not a father yet.
Oh, okay. So you said that you did not see anyone who looked like you.
Yeah, in fantasy.
So, in fantasy? Yeah. Sci-fi either, really, except for Mr. Billy D. Williams. And one of the others, Mr. Lamar Burton.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
only the rare instance
character.
I saw someone. Well, I wrote...
Yeah.
Yeah, in Grimoire, the entire main cast is black. And it's not like written saying that that's not its selling point, saying, oh, these people are black, so, you know, do what everybody else is doing nowadays. It's more like it's an epic fantasy. Just so happens that the main characters are black.
So your film is it on like games, a video game, or anything like that yet?
Well, I would like to turn it into a video game, but no, it's only literature now.
Okay. All right. I just wondered, just thought I'd ask, because my brothers like video games a lot. So, what's next for you? I hear typing in the background. What's next? You laugh. You're making me laugh. You are making me laugh.
Well, aside from what I'm doing with Robert Parham, I'm working on Grimoire, and I hope to finish and release it later this year. And I'm doing my best to start working on a proof of concept for a unique project that I've been wanting to do since 2005.
Oh, unique project. Okay. Can't talk about
I mean, I don't know if it's going to get the same amount of attention that Snow Black is getting, but still, I certainly hope people will like it.
Well, these are phenomenal men. These are phenomenal black men did amazing things in with kickboxing and martial arts. So, I mean, they're famous. The world known. Because that's to be expected.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so I think it's wonderful that a young person, a young man, got chosen to do this, a young black American man. I think it's wonderful and a blessing for you also.
Yeah, I thank God every day that I've managed to do this much, and I'm not 30 yet.
Yeah, I know. I know you're not. And, you know, you're a good role model, too, for others who want to do what you are doing. You're a good role model.
I'm glad. And for anybody who's listening, just do your best. Learn whatever you can about your chosen art. If it's anything, do everything you can to learn about it. Always practice. Always try to do something with it. Because, like I said, you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching. I have to say, on that day, you might decide to quit. You might get that phone call to ask you to work on something.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why you have to keep yourself motivated. Keep yourself motivated and be around positive people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the latter is difficult to do because not many people are positive nowadays, but you do need a support group around you. And keeping yourself motivated with writers, it can be difficult because of writer's block. Whenever you get writer's block, just write something. Just put something on paper because you wrote something. It might not be what you want, but you still wrote something.
That's true. That is so true. I believe I was told I have three or four books out myself, and they told me to write a little every day. And I didn't follow through. I stopped writing.
Oh, no. I hope you got back to writing.
I did. I'm trying to redo a book and re-release it myself to self-publishing.
Well, like I said, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep working on it because you never know. Someone out there needs your story. Someone out there needs your words. You never know. Your book might inspire somebody to take up writing.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. That could happen very much. Yeah, I know that can happen. That's why I do Show Talk with Angela Butler. Interview men like you, young black men like you. I mean, because so many young black men are being discriminated against. Young black people, so it's refreshing to do an interview with a young black man that doesn't have, that's not a show on killing or police brutality.
Yeah.
It's refreshing for me to interview you.
Thank you. Because nowadays, even with people that I encounter, they only want to do, they only want to live for the moment. They're not thinking of what comes ahead. And everything that they pursue is fleeting. So that's why I say just do something that'll inspire someone else. And it's funny because this also ties into the state of hip hop nowadays, because my project that I said I'm working on actually pokes fun at that.
Oh, okay. All right. Pokes fun at that. All right. Is that, you can tell more if you want to.
I really want to, but I'm supposed to be talking about Snow Black.
Okay. All right.
I really want to.
Okay. So Snow Black, who are the do you know any of the actors and actresses in Snow Black? Do you know who's going to star in it?
Well, yeah, other than Robert and Ron Van Cleef, there's also newcomer Sarah Vanna Buckner. She's actually in the main role as the titular Snow Black. And there's Bond girl Gloria Hendry. And I'm surprised that we got her because she was black.
Okay.
She was in Black Belle Jones.
Oh.
And there's
okay.
also a 13-year-old actress and fashion model Shania Brown. Now, I didn't know much about her until I was told, and I said, wow, she did all that when she was 13? That's awesome.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. A blessing, a blessing. They were blessed at
a young age
and had parents who helped them stay focused.
Yeah, we need more girls like her.
Yes, yes. What did you, so Snow Black is being filmed, is my understanding. And that the film So Black is going to be a huge hit to me. From what I've been reading and understanding, it's going to be a huge hit for the theaters and DVDs and things like that. So even though you wrote So Black, the script and everything, did Mr. Robert Parham and Mr. Ron Van Cleef help you write it? I mean, certain parts. And when I say write it, those are the wrong words. Did they give input on the characters and things?
Well, I know Robert did when I was showing him the progress. And I know after the fact, he made some changes to it. And I said, yeah, those changes are better than what I said. But I know for the majority of it, I was on my own. I was in my zone while I was writing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to thank you for allowing me to interview you, Mr. Trey McIntosh. I hope to have you
and
back
I thank
on
you
show
for having
talk
me.
With Angela Butler. Yes, sir. And I know this is going to hit the theaters worldwide.
I'm happy.
Yes. You're happy. You should be. You're working with some very, very well-known black men. So yeah, so of course. And you're gonna be known too for the scriptwriter for the film. So I know you're excited about the movie Snow Black.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yeah. All right then. All right. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back.
And thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
You're more than welcome, Mr. McIntosh. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, everyone. You just got through listening to listening to Mr. Trey McIntyre. She says I'm the first person that has interviewed him. He's the writer for Snow Black, the movie, with Mr. Ron Van Cleef and Mr. Robert Parhan. Using some legends here, the legendary in the sports arenas, martial arts and kickboxing. So hopefully he'll come back on Show Talk with Angela Butler and let me interview him again once the film is released. All right, everyone, have a great afternoon.